Hello, I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco and you're listening to the Global Countdown first broadcast on The Briefing on the 28th of March.
Our senior correspondent and musical curator, Fernando Augusto Pacheco, is back in the studio for our weekly Global Countdown, as you heard from the little jingle there. Faye, it's another special one this week. We're not looking at one country, but at the top track across five countries. Tell us why, first of all.
Well, I do this once a year because last week they released the report, the global music report for 2023. And there are a lot of interesting numbers in there, including the top five music markets. So I decided, let's look at the number one song in those countries. And I think it's quite interesting to see if there's any difference, if perhaps might be quite similar.
It is quite an eclectic mix, I have to say.
I love that. But by the way, the top five didn't change compared to 2022. So no surprises there. But shall we start with number five? We are in China. All I can say about the song, this guy has got an ethereal voice. It's a beautiful track. Very traditional as well, Chris. Let's have a listen at number five, Zhu Shan with Xiao Meng Man.
Is this going to make the Monaco Radio playlist?
I'm not quite sure, but I admire the voice. I mean, it is
a strong voice.
It's so clear. And it's funny because Zhu Shan, I was reading, he first studied dentistry in Ukraine. But then after 1 year, he said, you know what, maybe dentistry is not my thing. And then he went to music school in Lviv as well. So there's a disconnection there. But then he came back to China. And this song is the soundtrack of a very popular comedy in China at the moment. It's in the cinemas. It's called YOLO. So if you're interested and you want to watch it. But the song is quite beautiful. And it means little happiness.
Little happiness. Oh, well, that's sweet.
Not too much happiness.
Just a little happiness.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. We all need a little happiness in our lives, at least. Well, let's move on to number four, Germany, a country I know relatively well. What's been happening over there?
Although Germany does have a strong set of artists, especially the hip-hop scene in Germany is quite big.
I've been telling people in the office this.
And I agree with you, Chris. I will definitely agree with you. But they don't have a German artist at the number one song. It's Benson Boone. He's a very young American. He's only 21. And I think his growth was a little bit organic. He was on social media. And then after he auditioned to American Idol. But look at him. He's everywhere. That's the number one video worldwide, not only in Germany. But let's have a listen to this ballad by Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take.
That sort of social media rise, as you were saying, is kind of emblematic of how music has changed, hasn't it? Which is the point of that report from last week.
Absolutely, and it's interesting because perhaps the path of artists is not that traditional anymore. It's not that someone in a label finds you. I mean, of course, they will find you after. You might get a contract after you became popular on social media. But Benson Boone is this typical classic example. And by the way, we have one of his tracks on the Monaco Radio playlist. Not Beautiful Things, because this one, although I think it's fine, it's a little bit kind of too common, I think. I don't know. It's
a little too rocky for Monaco Radio.
A little
Radio.
Too rocky, perhaps. But, you know, well done. And his global tour starts in April in Chicago.
There we go. Well, let's move on to the UK, where we've done a little bit of a fudge. We're going to be honest about this, because we could have also played Benson Boone for the UK. What have you done, Faye?
I knew that there was a risk. yes, the number one in the UK is also Benson Boone with Beautiful Things. But, you know, we don't want to hear it again, right? I mean, fair enough for those.
We'll leave our listeners to do that.
Exactly. So I looked at the albums chart and I looked who was the number one artist in the albums chart. And that's Ariana Grande's latest release, Eternal Sunshine. And I chose the latest single. We're going to hear it right now. It's a great song. This is Ariana Grande with We Can't Be Friends, Wait For Your Love.
You cling to
This one gets the vote from our producer, Vincent McAvinney, today.
And I have to agree, it's very Robin-esque, melancholic electropop. That's my cup of tea. And, you know, we don't have that song on the playlist yet, but I will be adding that, Chris.
You will be adding. It is official. We can announce this here on the Global Countdown.
A lot of Americans so far. Germany, in the UK. So see, the US is still...
Was it a couple of weeks ago you added a few Finnish tracks, I remember, to Monocle Radio from the Global Countdown? So, you know, you move around.
Exactly. Number two is perhaps the most interesting one of them all. It's Japan.
It is, which is interesting that it's always been there, as you say, or last year as well. But I wouldn't have necessarily expected Japan to be number two.
And before I introduce you to Japan, they consume music very different than other countries. Let's say the UK, for example. Physical media is huge in Japan, but it's not even this kind of vinyl renaissance. They still buy CDs. It's still a large part of their music consumption. And they're listening to less and less Western artists. There was a time where it was 30% of the market. I mean, the Japanese, even Western artists, they released special editions to Japan. But now, looking at the Japanese top 100 tracks from last year, only 0.3% of songs, I mean, during all the weeks, were from Western artists. That's a very small number.
Is that because the Japanese industry is getting better or there's less traction from Western artists?
They are getting better, but to be honest, the Japanese are still interested in music from other countries, just not perhaps from Europe or the US. They're looking, I mean, K-pop is doing so well in Japan and, you know, other countries as well in Asia, even maybe some Afrobeats here and there. But number two, we're going to talk about it, but I love the name. Creepy Nuts with Bling Bang Bang Born.
I mean, this is just mad, which does kind of make it my favorite because it's just so bizarre. But it's sort of the kind of track that could be on Eurovision, frankly, as well.
And it's becoming global. This track is global. I think you could even win Eurovision. So they are a hip-hop duo, R. Shite and DJ Matsunaga. And for those who don't know, DJ Matsunaga performed at the closing ceremony in Tokyo, in the Tokyo Olympics. Do you remember?
There was a deal.
And they are very, from what I've been reading, they're very laid back. They're very laid back guys. They're on TV. They're not like very starry. They're very chilled.
They don't sound laid back in that track.
and sorry, listeners, I need to find out why is it called Bling Bang Bang Born, why they're called Creepy Nuts. Clearly, I haven't done the full research here.
Stay tuned to Monocle Radio for more on the name and the reasons for that. But let's move on to our final track for today. Number one, unsurprisingly, I think it's fair to say, is, of course, the US, the world's largest music market.
Very strong market. And what interests me about the US, Chris, is that, yes, basically the US produced, you know, the pop stars that we all know. But sometimes there are those cases of artists that they stay in the US. And it's quite interesting. And it's the biggest music market, but sometimes it does happen. I'm not sure. I mean, I think this number one might be surprising for some. It's Teddy Swims with Lose Control. Teddy, that's one of his first tracks. It's not quite his first, but he experimented with country, funk, metal. But now I think he's going for more soul pop kind of vibes. It's a very soulful track. Shall we have a listen?
Let's do it.
And you know what's remarkable, Chris? This song took 32 weeks to reach the top of the charts in the US. So it's been a long journey for Teddy Swims. So I find it
which
quite
interesting. Which is, again, a sign of sort of streaming and how that changes things, right? That you can have a sort of slow boil number one like this.
Exactly. In fact, it's the longest run to number one by a solo male artist. So here you go.
Fernando Augusto Pacheco, thank you very much.